there are things that happen as you get older. You begin to see a lot of doctors and fill out a lot of forms. And I have a recommendation. Whenever you see that line that says, in case of emergency, please call a doctor. Don't put your parents, your husband, your wife. Call someone that's going to help you instead of someone that's going to yell at you. Why did you do that? I can't help it. I was born. Well, no one knows how bad they are until they really try to be good. It's like the guy who said, I have no problem quitting smoking. I've done it several times. So when you begin to try to become a very good person, you begin to see some of the difficulties. And in today's gospel, Jesus provides something that is so common sense, but so hard to do. When someone hurts you, when someone yells at you unfairly, how do you love them? The Greeks had a very wise approach to this. Sometimes in our definition of love in American society, you think of romantic love or the love between a husband and wife as if that's the only type of love there is. The Greeks had several names for love, and in this passage, when it says love your enemies, Jesus uses the Greek word agapon, which means you desire what is best for that person. It doesn't mean you are emotionally in love with them. It doesn't mean you even want to be with them, but you wish the best for them. Why? There's once a guy who was going on a journey on a boat, and he was drilling a hole at the bottom of the only lifeboat on the boat. And his friend says, what are you doing? Well, I hate the guy in this boat that's going with me. We have to ditch in the ocean. I want him to drown. I go, but won't you be on the same boat? No, this is his side. This is his side. Well, you know, when we get mad at someone or angry at someone or vengeful, it's like taking poison and waiting for the other person to die. It's so common sense when Jesus says, love your enemies, do good to those who hurt you. Why? Because won't the world be a better place if you do that? But the voice of pain, the voice of revenge, the voice of I have to get my due comes harking back into it. It's like a fight with a friend. When you start off bad and it keeps on getting worse, it keeps on getting worse because both of you want to come out on top. Both of you want to prove the other person wrong. Sometimes it's wise to let a conversation die in the vine and walk away. And let's pretend the other person won because you have peace in your life by walking away and you are a winner too. And in this way, if you let things calm down, many relationships have been saved by silence and letting the emotions die down and approach it one more time. So love is not simply an affectionate feeling, but a steady wish for a person's ultimate good as far as I can do that. When we sing Mnohe Alita, do you know what the last line of Mnohe Alita is? For their health and for their salvation. How many times do you pray for someone's salvation? That's why Mnohe Alita is such a beautiful thing to sing to someone. I hope you have many years. I hope you have health in those years. And ultimately, I hope you save your soul and you go to heaven. That's a beautiful thing to wish. But the final thought in today's little sermon is this. You have to fight for your humanity. Jesus says, don't do to others what you would not want done to you. Simple. That's almost the whole law, the whole prophets. Love God, love yourself. But the way you love is not simply emotional. It's trying honestly, and you can experiment this, because most of Christianity is experimentation, because a lot of people leave Christianity without really trying it. The next time you have a fight, the next time someone hurts you, do something good for them. At least pray for them. At least do something by saying something nice when they're not around. This way, you will make the world a better place, and you will make yourself a better person. Because the essence of Christian conduct is not in not doing stuff, but in actively doing good things. You can choose simply not to react to what happens to you, but to say, I am a Christian activist. I will do something good to the person, say something good about them, because ultimately we're all in the same lifeboat. And if I cut a hole in the lifeboat by saying something bad about them, I might sink with them. Slava Iisusu Hristu.